Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Southgate's got the second best win percentage of any England manager ever. Weirdly enough, better than Ramsey's, albeit I think with like 40 odd games difference. Fabio Capello's got the best win rate of any England manager. But again, handed out because England fans don't know what they really want. Because again, it's that lack of understanding because it's win or nothing. Anyone see that Evertonian tweeted about the other day, like having a chat with the mates about like what's football about when Man United can go and spend 70% of their 1 billion turnover and Everton are limited to doing 70% of 180 million or whatever? What's the point of football? And it's and someone went, it's going and having a laugh with your mates and going and experience it and just and living for the footy. Most teams don't get off the success. England have no understanding of that, of like, it's just something to do in the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. And but for every fan of every club, pretty much from the Championship down, this is their big thing where they might have a chance of winning a fucking something major.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that in their, you know, 50 game season or whatever it is.
Let's be honest, for most of them, it's a chance for them to go out on the ale in the summer that they didn't normally have. And the longer England go, the more they've got, and they give them an excuse to go out for 2 days instead of the one day if England win a fucking final. Like, I mean, that's where, particularly the ones.
It's a break from Benidorm as well. It's a fallow season, isn't it, when the internationals come on?
Yeah. But the Southgate story, I just think, is wild because, like, yeah, this imaginary manager is going to come in and do more. Cool. Some great managers had some great. I've had great players over the years, and you know, and less good managers have done more with. You know, I'm not sure how many people thought Teddy Venables was necessarily the cream of the crop or whatever in the 90s. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. But the
The other thing. I think England fans seem to think that you should have the best manager. It's not historically a thing. Is it the best managers? A club football,
yeah, absolutely. Nowadays, more than ever, I would say. Yeah, absolutely. It's not the holy grail anymore in international management at all.
So, speaking of the step over from international to club management,
I think he'd be a great manager.
Gareth Southgate leads Manchester United's wish list. Ineos's wish list as next manager.
Incredible manager, always rated him.
Chloe Bloxham.
I just thought it was to be a part of sorting out Man United. I didn't know it was out and out to be their next manager.
Oh yeah. The Messiah, Gaza.
I mean, can I have both of them together? A match of Southgate and Eric Ten Hag?
Steve McLaren still works at Manchester United, he'll stay around.
Maybe.
He could be the interpreter because he speaks Dutch as well.
Yeah, of course, there you go. I think they should probably stop shopping at Wish and go back to Amazon, to be honest with you, it's not very
good. Can we just say that, like, you know, the managerial merry-go-round is kicking off in full effect. Manchester United obviously still have Ten Hag. You know, he's not guaranteed to get sacked. But there's going to be a lot of clubs looking for new managers this summer. We're in that. And the idea that Manchester United are not in the running for anyone that Liverpool are in contention for is brilliant for a start. Yeah. The idea that it could be Gareth Southgate
is excellent.
Oh,
I mean, I've just listened to you talk about how he's an all right international manager, and I think he's dreadful. Like, I don't like him as a manager. I think he's far too safe, and maybe that actually is good for Manchester United. Maybe that's what they need. But no, I don't, a club football, especially at Manchester United. I'd love it if he went there. If he wants to, I'm all for that. I'm just going to give you a hint out. The fact that Liverpool probably aren't looking at Gareth Southgate probably means that you shouldn't either. Manchester
well, the fact
United.
That all four of us universally say he would be a great fit for Manchester United suggests yeah. that it might not be a great appointment.
We were talking about this the other day and somewhere, I think it was an airport, and Steve made a fantastic point, is managers are judged by their signings. Mm. How do you judge Gareth Southgate, and how do you look at him and yeah. think he's going to be a great signing?
Do we think
that's a good point.
That like this is one of, I mean look, Kobe Mainoo, we saw it first hand, brilliant footballer, but like there is a little bit of like Southgate's doing something smart here by getting this kid in, because he's actually almost demonstrating to the United owners, oh look, how well I'm handling this kid's the future of that team, and I'm building a bond with him and all this kind of stuff. Like
the Harry Kane connection as well, can he prize him out of Bayern?
I mean no, but the
he got Luke Shaw to score in a Euros final as
he did,
well.
Yeah. Second minute,
maybe.
So you know.
Yeah. But it's mad, isn't it? Because by all accounts, like there should be nothing wrong with that. Like Manchester United is a good job, but it's not. They're not at the pinnacle of football right now. Southgate has done a good job as England manager. It's just that, yeah. He doesn't have the club pedigree to back it up. But it's funny, if he won the Euros with England, would that be that?
Enough.
That's a good. That's not a bad. Not a bad. I can't even say it.
It would be fucking brilliant if they got Gareth Southgate as manager.
Do you think England's winning the Euros?
I don't think. I don't know.
They definitely could.
They absolutely can.
They've got brilliant players.
Yeah, but Southgate is probably the thing that's stopping them. Yeah, which isn't a great recommendation.
You get to a final. You've been to the final. You get to a final, and then players can get you over the line there. And
there's enough match winners there. You look at Bellingham, Foden, obviously you mentioned Harry Kane. There's enough quality there. But the fact, again, one of the things that we keep coming back to is the reason as to why they won't win it is Gareth Southgate suggests that he might not be great at what he does.
If you can teach a team to defend and defend well, and then you can...
This is Harry Maguire, though.
No, but Harry Maguire, if you just ask him to edge stuff and kick stuff, he's fine. He'll do that. Harry Maguire's good for England. It really annoys me, like people going mad on Harry Maguire. Like, I mean, he's never been a £80 million centre-half. No. That's not his fault. But I've seen him play for England and I thought he was an absolutely fine centre-half. He's never in Virgil's class or whatever, but again, you don't get that at international level. Not in England.
But again, you get to a final. Let's say they play in France. Let's live in that world for a minute. In the final, you're not coming up against, to go back to it, Malta, Slovenia again. Harry Maguire feels fine in those games, but when that step up in class comes about and Kylian Mbappe is running in behind Harry Maguire or at Harry Maguire, that's a problem.
Yeah, but France have got their strengths and weaknesses
who would
as well.
Pick over that?
John Stones is in there. Braithwaite,
Dunk is
not the answer.
But that Branthwaite
is
one of them whereby he's called him up for the sake of calling him up. Yep. It's a box ticking exercise for him. Didn't play him. Interest in him.
Who else have they got at centre half?
Conte came on at right
surely
back.
Surely John Stones plays.
Yeah, John Stones plays. It's John Stones and McGuire. I mean, that's Tyrone Mings was in the conversation a year ago. You know,
yeah,
it's
easy. Tomorrow
should be Gomez, but it probably won't be.
The other thing I would say is what we've mentioned here, right, is how, you know, in the England camps, it seems like there's no aggravation or anything. Gareth Southgate at Manchester United, where the players just do whatever they want.
It goes back to that point of it's his pedigree thing, and Manchester United fans have got to buy in. And they might do, because there might be some Man United fans who might love England, and that might be actually quite a good appointment for them somehow. Particularly the Euros thing might actually carry a lot of weight. But if it doesn't work out in a short spell, he's just people. Too many people know him as he's lovely. He's like a really nice guy. Speaks really well. He does know his football, and he's been central. He's been more than England manager. He's helped shape England, like the off the pitch. You know what I mean? And how they've managed to get themselves back to being a reasonably competitive force over the last decade or so. But Man United fans, I just don't think they'll just remember him as the guy who missed in Euro 96 and then did the Pizza Hut advert and all that kind of shite, because that's the kind of embarrassing stuff that comes up after a while. He doesn't strike me as a powerful Manchester United manager. I'm just hoping it's another one of these where Jim Ratcliffe and that have met him and think he's a nice guy, and it's like the old boys club kind of thing might get him the job. That'd be fucking brilliant. He's hoping anyway.
So do we now want England to win the Euros so that he goes to Manchester United?
Yes.
Why does that,
we should all want England to win the Euros because it's going to make this country a lot more, there's going to be a lot of happiness around the country is my point on this. It makes the world a lot, makes this country a lot less miserable. Now, all the blurts will bleat, but the blurts bleat regardless, or they're either dead angry or they bleat. At least there'll be a nice positive vibe going around the place if England were to win.
I'm not backing that, but sure.
Yeah. Joe Gomez scores the winning goal in the Euros final. Imagine that.
I'm pleased with Joe Gomez. Yeah. I'd be equally pleased with Ibu Konate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's win-win.
He's going to score. He's got to do it for us.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.